don't have the exact update, but it looks like, you know, he'll be out for a while. No, I know that, I know there's a lot of season left, and, you know, the way it's played out, I mean, that's what it is, John. You know, you've been around forever. I mean, you know that it's, you know, there's a reason why they play a 16-game season. You know, I mean, there's a lot of football left, and we need to really build on what we did. We got a different opponent, obviously, another very tough opponent on the road on a Monday night, and we got to be ready for that opponent, but everybody knows that, you know, there's a lot of football left. It'd be big, yeah. No, there's no question about it. To be able to go to Baltimore, and, you know, they're a very tough team with great head coach and Coach Harbaugh, great defense, Super Bowl quarterback. It'd be great for us to be able to go up there and pull off a win. Yeah, no, I thought that, you know, anytime you rush for 100, I think we rushed for about 135 yards, rushed it 34 times, which, you know, almost 4 yards a carry, whatever it was. You know, I thought that offensive line did a good job. There were some good moments of protection, very consistent protection. Tom was able to make some good throws because of the protection and the routes the receivers were running. So, yeah, I thought the offensive line, you know, played well, no doubt about it. Yeah, I do expect Alford to be back. I mean, Deontay was starting to really play well, you know, obviously in that game. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a very tough physical runner, good out of the backfield in the passing game. Was really starting to understand our offense. So it's just it's one of those things, you know, it's tough. It's tough for him, but he's a young player. He'll be back. I would say that, you know, hopefully Alford will come back here and, you know, be able to practice this week and help us. Because Alford's really in practice and, you know, and on special teams, he's done a really good job for us when he's been healthy. So hopefully, we get him back.
Do you think that's a sign of growth for Savage after those two early turnovers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying after the game. I mean, I felt like, you know, the strip sack. He's got to take care of the ball better in the pocket, but I felt like he overcame that. The interception, you know, sometimes those are those interceptions that happen. You know, it was tight coverage. The ball got batted in the air. You can't really blame that on Tom. I mean, you don't blame that on anybody. That's football. The strip sack in the pocket, you know, you have to do a better job there. But with all that being said, you know, he did not he was not discouraged at all. He was great on the sideline and came back, and I thought he played a really good, tough football game. You know, that'll be touch and go, Sarah. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I know right now he's playing at a high level. I mean, he's a very disruptive player. I love the way the defense is using him, putting him in different spots. Very instinctive guy. The thing you love the most about JD is how hard he plays on Sundays. You know, he just plays a very – he plays a very violent, hard game on Sundays. I mean, he chases plays. He makes plays in a running game. He's harassing quarterbacks. I mean, he's doing a great job. Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to do that, just like it's hard to do that with JJ when he was in there. And, you know, because we move those guys around, they're not always in the same spot. So, but, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's just like us when we go against guys, you know, that we've had to go against over the last few weeks. Whether it's Chandler Jones or Aaron Donald or whoever it is, I mean, you know, you got those players on that side of the ball. You know, they're hard to manage one on one.
What do you do as a play caller when you sit well? Like, I'm talking specifically about Crown, but you got guys who just mentioned. What do you do? Do you have to mix it up? Is that a balance?
There's a number of different things you have to do. You have to whether it's run or pass. Obviously, you have to think about how you want to block them in a running game. Where are they aligned? You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of the, you know, there's a big difference between where they align, let's just say, Aaron Donald and Chandler Jones. You know, Jones is an edge player, and Aaron Donald's right there close to the ball. So you have to decide how you're going to block them schematically in the running game, and then obviously you have to decide how you're going to block them in protection. you know, that really is that takes a lot of thought, whether it's, you know, you're going to slide to him or are you going to help with a back or help with a tight end. I mean, every single play, when you have a player like that, you have to ask on every single play, how are we blocking this guy? Every single play. You're talking about Jay, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. I think he's gotten better and better. I think rushing the passer is hard. You know, I think pass rush techniques with the size of these tackles and the size of these offensive lines, I think it's difficult. But I think he's gotten better and better with that. He's great against the run because he's very instinctive. You know, he has a great feel for the block, how he's being blocked in conjunction with how the ball is being run, whether it's being run away from him or run to him. Sometimes he guesses wrong. You know, he does. He does make very educated guesses based on his film study and things. And, you know, sometimes he's wrong, but more times than not, he's right, and he makes a lot of good plays. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, in professional football, I think when you have players like that, we do that all the time with J.J. Do that all the time with J.D., Whitney, Bernardrick, McKinney. You know, those guys, you know, even our secondary, you know, they, you know, if we're in this type of coverage, hey, look, how do you want to play this formation? You know, it's this adjustment or that adjustment. I mean, I think that we spend so much time together, you know, and these guys are professionals. They're smart players and, you know, we trust them. And, you know, so, yeah, there isn't, you know, we don't just let them run around and do whatever they want to do. There's parameters, but obviously how they want to handle certain formations and plays, they definitely have input. Yeah, Kevin, I would say is in the protocol, and we'll know better about that as the week goes on. And Eddie, you know, look, Eddie, for the years that we've been here, he's made some big plays on defense. You know, and the role that he plays, you know, he whether he's covering tight ends or having to cover backs out of the backfield or he's blitzing, whatever he is, you know, Eddie comes up with a big play, had a huge interception yesterday that was a big play in the game. I think Tom's good with you guys. You know, he likes to spread the wealth, and he did a good job yesterday. He played very well. He got us into the right play. A lot of guys around him played well. I thought Bruce Ellington played a hell of a football game yesterday. Bruce Ellington is playing banged up. Did a nice job. Obviously, Hop's, I think, in number two in the league in most receiving categories right now. I mean, he's playing great. Thought Braxton did some really good things. I thought our line, like I already talked about, blocked, and we ran the ball well. Lamar ran it well. Deontay ran it well. And I think Tom, that helped Tom. You know, I think guys around him playing well, and then he had confidence once he started hitting some throws. So I think Tom did a good job. Yeah, it's probably more of a conversation for, you know, I don't know, over a beer or something, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Because I have definite thoughts about I'll probably tell you sometime at some point. But I'm just saying, like, I think that this is a game that a lot of times involves great matchups with physical corners, physical receivers that sometimes you just got to let the game be played, if that makes sense. You know, we coach him, and sometimes he does it, and sometimes he's getting grabbed. But you know, he's doing a great job, and he's a very physical player. He's a very, very physical player, and that's the way he plays the game. Oh, I thought he was decisive. I thought he did a great job in certain things that you wouldn't probably even notice. You definitely wouldn't notice on the stat sheet. The first touchdown run by Deontay, he got us into that play. That was not the play call. And he saw a bad look for what the play call was, and he changed the play, and he got us into that play. he did things like that throughout the game, threw the ball well. He's a very bright guy, and he played that way yesterday. He played smart. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to keep showing it to him on tape, John. I don't know, like, if there's one, you know, you can't wave a magic wand and fix it. You know, you just have to say, like, look, if you're in this position, this type of leverage on a guy, you either got to let him go or you got to – somebody else has to come help you out or you have to go climb to the next level because those penalties kill you. Those are the worst penalties you can get because – they're called from the spot of the foul. So no matter where the ball is returned to, they're not called from the spot where that ball gets tackled. They're called from the spot of that foul. So a lot of times you're losing, in some cases yesterday, you know, 30 to 40 yards of field position. That's huge. And we have to just keep coaching it and get it corrected and really have to stop doing it. Again, I'm not sure. I really don't. I would say it probably doesn't look great, you know, to be able to play. But I haven't seen any of the doctors or I haven't seen Cap yet. So I'll see Cap right after this. But I would say probably not. I mean, I'm just making an educated guess there. He did? I didn't know that. Yeah, look, I mean, the first thing is I think I can't really comment on any other organization. I mean, everybody makes decisions. You just never know what goes on in anybody else's organization. It's hard to comment on that. You don't know what – you're not in the meetings. I know what goes on here. I know how we meet, how we operate practice-wise. I know how we – how we look at things. I know how we, what we ask our players to do. And, you know, look, we've had to make decisions over the years. Every decision that we make, Paul, I would tell you, is in the best interest of the team. It's always, it's what is the best decision for the team? That's always been the case with me here and with us here. And that will always be the case. You know, that's how I see it. I just think you have to say to yourself, you know, with your staff, you're not making this decision by yourself, whatever decision it is, you know, whether it's a another position or whatever it is, a schematic change, you know, whatever it is this the best decision for the team? Is this the best decision for the 63 guys in that meeting room? That's the basic question you have to ask. That's how I look at it. Yeah, it's big, John. I mean, it helps everybody's mood. You know, I mean, I think everybody comes in here in a much better mood. I mean, winning in this league is everything. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, and it's a very difficult – that's the one thing I think when people ask me who aren't coaches who aren't players, you know, what – you know, after a win, it's so hard to win a game in this league. I mean, you think about the coaches on the other sideline and then most importantly the players on the other sideline – and the battles that are being waged out there on the field, both, the one-on-one battles, the schematic battles, the situational battles. It's just a very, very difficult league to win games in. And I think that's what makes me right now. I know we don't have a winning record, but I'm very proud of this team. I mean, this team's had to deal with a lot of different things, and they've been able to overcome it. And, you know, like you said at the beginning, you know, we're still in position to do something. So we got to go put a good game plan together for Baltimore and see if we can go up there and win a game. Yeah, he's another guy in the category of, you know, those other guys I was talking about. I mean, I've been coaching against him for a long time. And I don't care how many years he's played, he's a difference maker. He can plays the run great. He's a good pass rusher. He's a very smart player. He's been in their defense forever. You know, we're going to have to do a good job of coming up with a way to to try to you know, to try to handle him because he's a very difficult guy to block. I'm sure we'll probably look into that. You know, we'll have a, you know, if we do, and I don't really know. I'm assuming that Deontay might be done for the year. So if he goes to injured reserve, you know, we got to find a way to replace that spot. So I'm sure Rick and I will talk about that at some point.